Welcome to today's program, The Beauty of Grace, and I'm Pastor Pete Norris, Harvest Fellowship Church, Goldsboro, North Carolina. And what a privilege and an honor it is to be with you today, to be able to share the heart of the Lord and to be able to walk in a place of revelation like never before. And so we want to share our heart with you today, and we want to encourage you, uplift you, and bring you to a place of saying, you know what, I'm going to trust the word of the Lord. Because we've been talking this week about what are you trusting in? So I want to ask you, as we've gotten down a bit in this teaching, we talked yesterday about a spiritual law God has given us that is the key to every other spiritual law, is often called the law of meditation. Now, I want to show you something in Joshua chapter 1, verse 8, because if we ever learn, and you say, well, Pastor, I really don't know how to meditate. Well, if you know how to worry, then you know how to meditate, because that's what meditation is meditating on the promises of God. In other words, meditate means to, by talking to oneself. You know, if Joshua and the children of Israel were going to possess the promised land by meditating day and night, today we must possess the promises of God by operating in that same law of meditation. Now watch this. Joshua 1 and 8 says, the book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate upon it. In other words, talk it to yourself, murmur it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that's written in it. Now watch this. And if you'll do that, for then you, not God, you will make your way prosperous. Then you will have good success. So if you'll meditate upon this word day and night, you'll make your way prosperous, and then you'll have good success. Now, we know in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 18, that God has given us the power to create wealth. For what for? To establish the covenant of God. So we understand that He said, my beloved brethren, I wish above all things you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. So as you begin to change the way you're thinking, as you begin to feed yourself with the Word of God over and over and over, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate upon it day and night. And you deserve to do all that's written in it, for you then will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Well, you know, we can see that over again. David said that in Psalms 1. So there's something about meditating upon that word. There's something about, look at Psalms 1, 1 through 3. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And that's not talking about the Ten Commandments. That's talking about the Word of God. And in his law, in his word, he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaves also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. So he's telling us in this word, if we'll meditate upon the word day and night, we'll learn to trust in that word. We'll learn to put our faith in that word. We'll learn to meditate upon that word. But you've got to be willing to trust. And I want to ask you today, what are you trusting in? Who are you trusting in? Are you trusting in your ability? Or are you trusting in the ability of the Holy Spirit to teach you and to bring you to a place of wisdom? See, what has to happen is the word of God has got to get so strong in your life that the word overrides the mentality of what you want to think. Now, let's go to John 15 and 7. Now, we understand this is in red, and God here in John was talking to the Jews. He said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you can ask what you desire and it shall be done for you. So many people believe that we're under the hand of God does whatever he wants to, but that's absolutely not true. God has done everything for us, and what he wants us to do is receive what he's done by confessing what he's already done. And as we confess it and believe it, it manifests in our life. Now, look at John chapter 8, verse 31 and 32. Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, if you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed. Now, the word Greek word for indeed means in reality. And you shall know the truth, and the truth that shall make you free. Now, we understand that the Bible says in John 14, 6, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through him. But we got to understand here something, that if we shall know the truth will make us free. Now, the only thing that is truth is John 17, 17 says the Word of God is truth. So if the Word of God is truth and the truth shall make us free, the more I stay in that Word, the more I create myself in that Word, what's going to happen? My mind is going to become renewed with the Word of God, according to Romans 12 and 2. Be ye not conformed to this world, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. So if I change the way I think, I can change the way I behave. But I'll never change the way I behave until I know how I think. Now, what did he say? He said, my beloved brethren, I wish above all things you prosper and be in health, in 3 John, even as your psuche, your soulish man, is renewed. So as my mind, my will, and emotions have to be submitted to the Word of God so that I can trust in what I believe. So you trust in what you put your time in. You trust in you more than you believe in anybody else. So if you don't believe you, then you're going to struggle to believe somebody else. We got to understand that's the beauty of grace, and who are you trusting in?